Something else we really do need to untangle before we go any further is the issue of church versus kingdom. Unfortunately, we've made church an entity in itself when it's but an expression of the kingdom. Church grows out of kingdom, not the other way round. Jesus came preaching the kingdom, but we tend to put a church on every corner which replicates itself. If someone else is doing something that looks as though it works, we do it with varying degrees of success or failure. God doesn't make carbon copies. He's creative, purposeful and intentional. He's purposely vague about what we do when we meet together because he wants us to stay fresh and alive to him all the time. He doesn't do rote or format. And church, as an expression of kingdom, is meant to meet the need of our particular community. It's no good starting a play group if you've got a community in which the majority are old age pensioners, if you're getting my drift. So life in the Spirit is about finding out what God wants to do and then asking him to do it. It applies to individuals and groups. He doesn't use photocopiers or carbon paper. So it will be different for every person, group and situation. He sees each one of us as individuals, not a blob. So he's got a plan for each of us. All together now, we should know this by heart. Jeremiah 29:11. Life in the Spirit is never boring and it's got much broader scope than church. It's about kingdom, government, specifically the government of God, in and through his people. He's constantly creating new things, doing new things. He knew he couldn't rework the old you, so he made a new one. We've covered that. Brilliant. And then he filled that new one with himself. The Holy Spirit, heaven's genius, given to us to live in us while we're on earth. Without him, we can do nothing of eternal value. Left to yourself, all you would do would be to reproduce after your own kind. There's another lesson there. God doesn't make carbon copies. The only exception is when it comes to the nature of his Son being formed in us. That's a given, that I might be like him. Otherwise, it's back to Father's drawing board to see what he wants to do with that local expression of kingdom that you call church. You might want to ask him what it should look like. And when you find out, you might be able to suggest some innovative changes. See you tomorrow.